Good evening, ladies and gents. I want to invite you on a journey of intimate, suspenseful storytelling. While the author has chosen to remain anonymous, they have graciously allowed us an inside listen to truly creative audio art. Get comfortable, dim the lights, and pour up a glass of your chosen libation. Welcome to Storytime. Chance hated the rain. It always seemed to show up at the most inconvenient and depressing times. Funerals, picnics, and graduations were just a few of Chance's personal occasions interrupted by the rain lately. For the past 7 months, Chance felt the rain had been taunting her. She didn't live in gloomy Seattle, nor did she reside amongst the London fog. Yet, the rain seemed to follow her wherever she went. Fed up with the menacing drizzle over her life, Chance decided to venture to greener pastures. With her passport in hand, Chance made her way through airport security. Equipped with a duffel bag full of sunshine attire, she had checked the weather every hour leading up to her trip. There wasn't a cloud in sight. The airport was crowded as usual. The security and ticket counter lines were full. Chance was early, so she decided to go and hang out at one of the terminal bars. She ordered a small plate and a cocktail. She was one of three people on the 15-seater bar, so there was plenty of space. The restaurant's tables were filled, as most people traveling that day seemed to have children. The bar's television was broadcasting the local weather reports, promising severe thunderstorms in the immediate future. Chance rolled her eyes. Typical. My damn flight better not get canceled, she unconsciously said aloud. Her threat to Mother Nature caught the attention of a fellow patron. He snickered with a comment. It's just a little rain. Chance turned to see who had the nerve to interrupt her personal conversation with herself. Her eyes set upon one of the most attractive humans she had seen in person in a while. His smile was big, bright, and complimented by a dimple in each cheek. He was comfortably dressed in a designer jogging suit that fit his frame perfectly from what she could see. It was obvious that he took pride in his appearance, something he and Chance had in common. Even with the distance between them, Chance could tell he smelled of expensive cologne. Her attitude had subsided, at least temporarily. Well, it has been my experience that when it rains, it pours, she replied. He suggested that she try to stay positive. The comment slightly annoyed Chance, but she didn't let it show. Instead, she changed the subject and asked for his name.
I'm Lance,
he answered. Bye, Lance, she jokingly followed up, and the two laughed at the familiar Players Club reference. She told him her name, and they decided to move closer to make proper acquaintance. As Lance walked over to formally shake her hand, Chance took the opportunity to size him up. His body was as fit as she imagined, and his height was just the cherry on top. Chance took note of the smell of his cologne that got her juices flowing at first whiff. Lance was very attracted to her as well. She was pretty, wore light makeup with a subtle yet sexy style. He was captivated by her dark, mysterious eyes, and he thought it was cute that their names rhymed. Where you headed, Lance? Chance inquired. He told her home to Texas and expressed how he enjoyed having a break from the high humidity and heat. Chance told him how she felt the exact opposite. She couldn't wait to get away from the drab rain that had been following her around everywhere she went lately. Lance chuckled and countered that he loved the rain. There was something sexy and mystifying about it. Be careful what you wish for, Chance warned. Their conversation was interrupted by the intercom announcement of delayed and canceled flights. Every patron was still, intently listening and watching as the flight screens filled up with cancellations. The list included both Chance and Lance's flights. Chance was disappointed, but decided not to let it spoil her entire day as she normally would have. She had suddenly gotten the feeling her luck was about to change. You know, maybe you're right. Maybe it's time I accept the rain and make the best of it, she declared. Lance offered up his glass and cheers to the revelation. Chance invited Lance for a drink outside of the confinement of the recycled airport air. He gladly accepted. The pair headed to the extended parking structure to Chance's car. She wasn't fearful of taking chances like this. To Chance, this would just be another dance to add to her repertoire. En route to a local bar, Lance took the opportunity to get to know Chance a little better. She told him about her life in the city and about her work life. Lance complimented Chance on being so brave, living alone in the city and kindly extending her hospitality to a strange traveler wasn't exactly safe these days. Although the news reports and crime rates suggested it wasn't the safest of times, living in fear wasn't an option for Chance. She told him she tried every day to be a good person, so whenever her ticket was up, she would accept that fact. At the bar, Chance and Lance got coaxed into doing shots with the bartender who was lonely and bored from the lack of customers during the storm. Several drinks in, both parties were visibly intoxicated and having a great time. Luckily, Chance's residence was only a couple of blocks away. Lance, however, was drunkenly trying to operate his phone to book a hotel in the area. The bartender and Chance laughed humorously at his unsteady fingers pushing all of the wrong options on his touchscreen. "How about you come hang out at my place until the rain stops? We can sober up a bit, and after, I'll give you a lift to the accommodation of your choosing," Chance offered, swaying sideways in her seat to the jukebox music. Again, Lance gladly accepted her offer. Back at Chance's place, she invited Lance to make himself at home. Soaked from the rain and leaving both of their bags and shoes in the entryway, Chance gave Lance a quick tour. She turned on some music and set some snacks on the living room coffee table. Lance excused himself into the restroom. Wanting to rid himself of his rain-watered clothing, Lance began to strip. He hung his wet items over the shower rod. He used a towel to dry himself from the fresh basket of linens that Chance pointed out during the tour. Lance stripped down to a pair of basketball shorts, leaving his chest and abs exposed. Afterwards, Lance headed to reunite with Chance in more engaging conversation. When he returned, Chance wasn't in the common area where he had left her. The lighting was dim from the gray sky outside. The heavy rain was hitting against the windows and sliding glass doors leading out to the balcony. The occasional crack of thunder roared through the sky. Lance called out for Chance, but there was no reply. He walked slowly from the living room to the kitchen and dining room. There was still no sign of Chance. He doubled back down the hall toward her bedroom. The door was open, but he still decided to offer a knock. Chance could be heard in the distance. He couldn't quite make out the words, so he announced himself and entered to get a clearer understanding. Lance froze as his eyes set upon a dimly lit room, hidden inside from any natural light by blackout curtains. The walls appeared to be painted a dark color. There were dark silks covering the lampshades, offering minimum light. He was careful of his step as he navigated into the room, inching closer towards Chance, who was in the far corner in a kneeling position. She had a lace covering over her naked body and appeared to be praying or chanting. Lance wasn't a very spiritual person, and he didn't scare easily. He walked slowly towards Chance, whose back was toward him. He gently called out to her again, and she suddenly stood to her feet, causing Lance to pause in his step. Slowly turning to face him, Chance walked towards Lance with the lace covering hanging at her knees. She stood up on the tip of her toes and gently pecked Lance on the lips through the lace. With her hands, she began to explore Lance's bare chest and abdominal area. She continued exploring down into his shorts that were hanging at the lowest level possible. Massaging his shaft gently, she brought Lance's resting manhood into a fully awakened erectness. Lance found himself in an awkwardly gratifying experience. As odd as it was, he didn't want to resist, guiding Lance in a backwards dance towards the bed and giving a forceful push. Chance forced Lance onto his back. Without realizing it, Lance had walked right out of his shorts and was now lying naked on the bed. Chance crawled out of her lace covering and on top of him. His hands began to explore her curves. Chance leaned into Lance's ear and seductively whispered,
Have you ever fucked a witch?
Lance was caught off guard by the question. Before he could answer, she slid downward onto his cock and began to ride him. What Lance felt on her insides was indescribable at first. It was almost as if she had an actual mouth inside of her vagina. He would later tell me it felt as if he was being fucked by a vagina while simultaneously getting his dick sucked. Lance could literally feel the slurping of a tongue within the walls of her vagina. Lance slipped into a trance. He began hallucinating, seeing dark figures circling the bed. He could hear them chanting and rooting in the background. His body felt heavy, and he eventually found himself unable to move. Lance had plenty to drink that evening, but he is certain that he saw Chance shapeshift while on top of him. She was viciously riding him, while frequently metamorphosing between several human forms and animalistic-like creatures. Chance would moan in the sexiest female tone, but then she would growl deep as a feline. The mouth within her vagina began to suck with the physical vortex of a vacuum hose as she continued to grind on him. Lance found himself unable to withstand any longer. He released himself like an uncapped fire hydrant. His entire body went numb except for the sensitivity in his dick's tip, which became so intense that tears began to stream from Lance's eyes. He really wanted her to stop, but he couldn't move his mouth to say so. Chance fucked and sucked him dry. Eventually, she dismounted and slid her tongue down his entire torso to his testicles. Taking each testicle into her mouth, Chance gently sucked while simultaneously pinching and caressing his nipple until Lance was fully erect again. Lance was still pinned to the bed by an unseen physical force when Chance straddled him backwards, forcing him inside of her rectum. The sensation was warm and tight, pounding and grinding her ass on his flesh. Chance dug her nails into his legs just above his knees. Chance began to chant again. Lance was able to make out the words as she cried out, "I invoke ye, set me free," repeatedly. Lance's eyes rolled toward the back of his head, causing him to lose all sight. He could feel the second buildup pumping into his main penis vein. Chance began power driving and throwing reverse ass shots with all the force she had. Stripped of his free will, he began to moan louder and louder until he cried out,
"I invoke thee, Yevgeny."
Lance's body began to shake violently as he climaxed inside of her rectum. Chance went flying to the carpeted floor. She backed herself fearfully to the wall across from the bed. She watched as Lance levitated a few inches above the mattress. After appearing to have an in-air seizure, Lance was suddenly stiff as a board and lowering softly on to the bed. He was out like a light. Chance slowly walked over to the bed and gave him a nudge. He was unresponsive. She hovered her hand over his nose and mouth to check his breathing. He appeared to be peacefully resting. The next morning, Lance awoke in Chance's bed. She had sat in her desk chair all night watching him as he slept. When he opened his eyes, he looked slightly startled by her position. "How long have you been sitting there?" he inquired. "What do you remember about last night?" Chance inquisitively replied. He expressed that he didn't remember much, but insisted he had a great time. He went on to say how well rested he felt. Chance suggested he get dressed while she called him a lift to the airport. She walked out of the room to give him some privacy. Lance went into the washroom to dress and freshen up. He immediately noticed a black substance that appeared to have leaked from his nose and ears was dried on his skin. He turned on the faucet and began to splash water all over his face. Lance then took a washcloth and wiped away any excess residue. He told himself it was just Chance's makeup that somehow rubbed off on him. This explanation made absolutely no sense, but he accepted it. Looking into the mirror, he noticed his eye color was completely different. Lance began to slowly freak out as he leaned in closer towards the mirror to get a better look. He recognized the eyes of Chance. He blinked twice in a superficial attempt to clear his vision and restore his hazel eye color. He had no such luck. Suddenly, his reflection in the mirror started smiling at him. Lance panicked, causing him to fall into the bathroom door. He went to find Chance, who was standing in the kitchen. "What the fuck did you do to me?" he demanded. Chance observed his pale-colored, fear-stricken face that was all too familiar as she explained. "Rain magic. She was given to me, and now I've passed her on to you. My advice? Find the next person of her choosing to pass her on to. Sooner than later." "What the fuck are you talking about?" he demanded. Chance placed her hand on his shoulder. "You'll know she's hungry when it rains. When it rains.